Welcome to Spirited Straight Talk, the podcast to help you thrive with the help of spirit. I'm Deb Shepherd, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and author. Each week, I bring new insights to help you heal from loss, connect with spirit, and turn setbacks into triumphs. So let's get started. I think today is an interesting topic and something I have used in the past but haven't used recently. Are you on the right path? And this is about coincidences, or what we call synchronicities. And one of my favorite therapists or psychologists, Carl Jung, actually came up with the term synchronicities, and how this is things lining up. And to me, this is how the universe is saying hello. And sometimes we need those hard things of evidence to trust our intuition. So if you're the person who goes, wow, I really feel like I'm ready for a change, or I feel stuck, or am I on the right path? Or even am I seeing signs for my loved ones? Synchronicity is a fabulous way to understand how we become aligned, and it's paying attention to these things. And I've heard these stories where someone mentions a book or someone mentions something, and all of a sudden you turn around and you realize that you have that book, or you hear the song, or you hear something else more about things. They say things happen in threes. You know, you have three different hellos, basically saying you can't ignore this any longer. And I think it's a fabulous way to understand that we are all connected. Mm-hmm. And that's that consciousness, that our awareness and consciousness is all together. And when we are able to see these signs from the universe, it helps us trust our process, because sometimes we don't trust where we're going or what's next. And I know for me, how I got on the radio was the synchronicities of things that came together to go, hey, we need to tell you this. But the path that I went on wasn't a direct straight path. And I think most of us think it has to be a straight path. And sometimes we get a little bit a curvy path, a windy path instead. So what we're going to talk about is how to see these synchronicities or signs. And even how you and I met was a divine timing. You'd heard about me from years earlier and had sent people to me, but the timing of when we connected was our life was changing at another level. And so there was...
You were in the right place. I was in the right place. So it came together differently.
Correct. And if it would have been earlier, probably wouldn't have had the same connection as later. And so I think sometimes we need to have those signs from the universe to say, yeah, this is where you need to go. This is the next step. I just got the movie in my head about, oh, it's Build It and They Will Come. That's not the name of the movie, but it's about the baseball movie when
Field of Dreams
and how they kept seeing these signs and they kept going on their path to figure things out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we think, oh, that's Hollywood, but really those are the kind of things that do line out for all of us to have the map. We want to have a map. We want to find the treasure or what's next for us. It can even be where you're like, you know, I think I need to make a change in my career or change in my life.
Things lead you to
one
sign after the other. Mm-hmm. We call them signs.
Yes.
And synchronicity is probably another way to say it then, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. But synchronicities also can be, would you consider that like deja vu as well?
Yes, absolutely. And part of it is if you believe in reincarnation, then the deja vus can show up going, hey, I felt this before. I know this before. This is something that feels really familiar. And whether it's a past lifetime or a vision that we saw for this lifetime, it's something that's familiar that makes our body kind of shift. And we get those chills, you know, you get the goosebumps, you feel like you can't breathe for a few moments.
Time stops.
Yeah. And you remember it almost like a vivid dream. Like you can recall it with details. And I think numbers are a big thing for people. When people are into numbers, they see those as maybe, you know, angel numbers or signs from their loved ones. I know I get some numbers from my loved ones. So when these things happen, those are sometimes hello or pay attention, things like that. I think the other thing is, you know, when you do see the synchronicity, but you're not sure why you're getting them, is to break it down, like with everything we get. And let's say you've been thinking, you know, I think I really want to travel, or I feel like I want to get healthier. Maybe you're looking to connect with a loved one, or you're trying to find a partnership in your life. And this could be a business partnership or a romantic partnership. We start spinning those wheels. It's very similar to trying to manifest. And when we're looking to manifest our life and to change our life, there's the things in the universe that will kind of pat you on the back or give you a hug or sort of like a kiss from the universe and saying, yeah, keep going, keep going. And I think we're a drive-through society. So sometimes we want things to happen quickly. And sometimes things are, like they say, you don't build Rome in a day, right? So there's a little bit of a time process. Mm-hmm. And I think it's giving us the energy of keep going the direction you're going. It's getting that little direction and a little nudge from the other side, you know, supporting our direction that we're going.
So do you think angels play into this, like our guides? And
absolutely. I think absolutely. I think there's a way for our loved ones and our angels, guides, whatever you believe in, can come through and give us that nudge. Just like if you and I were doing something and we encourage the other person going, you got this, or you text someone, or you give them the phone call, or you send them a card, and you're like,
it's like a little nudge.
Yeah. They're not telling you you have to do it. I mean, I think that's the other thing, is that, you know, they're not there to say, oh, your life's going to go into the trash dumpster if you don't do it. But they're giving us the opportunity to say, okay, this is a change that I need to trust. And when we keep getting the synchronicities, it's really helpful, because I know for me, when I get the synchronicities, that deep breath, that gut feeling, the knowing that I have a full support system behind me versus that I'm doing it alone. I think so many of us feel like we're alone on this path. So when I have the energy from the other side, they're going to pave that way. They're going to sometimes take out the blocks, or realize that when there's a block there, or, you know, I feel like, hey, there's no more movement, just hold on, because something's going to probably shift to allow me to go, don't give up hope.
Right, right.
I think the other thing about this is it's paying attention to how the universe communicates with us. I think a lot of individuals get into their heads and they think, well, just show me a sign. Just show me a sign.
Send me a sign.
Send me a sign. And we get into that panic mode versus the allowing. And we've, you know, we've done a lot of podcasting before about how we look for signs, how we ask our guides, things like that. But when we are present, we're not worried about our fears. We're not looking at the past. We're not trying to control the future where we're going. Mm-hmm. The universe, the synchronicities really line up, and they're there much more often than we think. They may come through in a dream, something that happens like you hear on the radio or TV. You open up a book and there is a paragraph in there that's like, oh,
yeah,
I needed to hear this.
Yeah. What I find, it's fascinating, because we talk about Carl Jung a lot with your solution program, with a lot of your teachings, and we kind of feel like you channeled him.
I do think sometimes
you wrote all this material through automatic writing for some of the courses you teach, which are, it's aligned with that. But it's fascinating. I didn't realize that he actually created this phrase,
yes,
synchronicity, which is just, I think it's kind of cool. It's together. I mean, the meaning, the Greek roots, syn, together, S-Y-N, and chronos, time, which is, you know, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, but we use it as a society. We use that word
all the time
without realizing that it was actually a belief system.
Correct. And for me, I wanted to be a psychologist. I actually went to school, and I struggled with testing and reading, and found out years later that I am dyslexic, which they didn't talk about then, but it still put me on a path of helping people. And psychology is such a big part of, I believe, of our intuition and trust and where our fears lie. And of course, Carl, you pronounce it Jung.
No, Jung.
Jung. Yes, J-U-N-G. So he's from Switzerland, which is one of my favorite places too. I mean, when I go back and read about him, I'm like, oh, I just love this guy. And he actually, for those that are not familiar with his work, he was connected with Freud. So him and Freud worked together. Actually, Freud, he saw him as his father. Carl's dad died when he was 13, and Freud wanted to have a mentee and kind of mentor him. But as time went on, their belief systems shifted, their thoughts about psychology changed.
Right. But and you also said that his mother...
Very psychic.
Psychic.
And grandmother. Yeah, they did they probably call them seances then. But yeah, they were really highly intuitive. So they actually communicated with, they were mediums. They communicated with the deceased. So, I mean, I'm sure this man, I keep digging in more and more about this man. But what I thought was interesting when I looked at this topic for today was this term, like you just read, came from him, which is like,
dude. And he talks about that there's an invisible network that connects everyone and everything. And you believe that. And you talk
absolutely.
Which, I mean, I find this fascinating because I didn't know that much about him, just about the teachings. And now when you, like you said, dig into his history, it's fascinating that he believed in that. We knew about the collective consciousness.
He actually coined the phrase about the conscious and unconscious and talked about the shadow side, which is what I believe is our contracts. So the reason we're here on this planet is to work on our shadow side, or the things that we're not good at. So my work as a medium and a psychic is not my purpose, but it's the work that I do. But it's the things that I'm struggling with, like the judgment and abandonment that we deal with. And that's what he believed, which I find so fascinating.
Right.
And I know this topic today wasn't about him, but I feel that when we bring all these belief systems together, what we believe, the synchronicities, the alignment of the universe is all connected in how our mind works.
Right. So you talk about the grid.
Yes.
There's a grid which... It develops us, and that's how we see synchronicities, and that's how we, and science has proven, like, something will happen on one side of the world, and somebody else gets that same message on the other side of the world,
correct,
at the same time, through this network of consciousness,
correct.
And so he believed that same thing, which is fascinating.
Very fascinating.
Yeah.
So he knows that we have these thoughts and our minds are connected. And you and I have had this happen. And as people develop their intuition, what we have found is we all have a same similar thought at the same time. Yeah. So that unconsciousness, the synchronicity, and we bring that unconsciousness to a conscious state so that our awareness is there, so we can pay attention to the signs and symbols that are being said to us.
Yeah.
So the more that your awareness is there, the more that you're paying attention. I always say, read the room, find the energy, feel the energy. Yeah. You start seeing more symbols and signs that is
connected.
That is your, we call them downloads or the hits that you're getting. And that's the fun part. So when we start opening up that awareness and we start seeing the symbols and the signs, that's where our connection with our guides, the people that we love who crossed over, with each other, to know and to feel. You know, when you read someone's aura, you can look at someone's energy and go, hey, are you okay? Are you feeling okay? You know, we see it that way, the synchronicities. But you can do it without someone being in the room, which is it's even more fun. Right. Yeah.
And they've done studies with twins, that maybe were separated.
And yes.
Their thought patterns and
their choices of employment,
their synchronicities.
Yeah. Everything, you're like, this is just so cool. So, I think part of the reason I want to talk about this topic is we are used to the term coincidences or synchronicities, but it really is a psychic term, in my opinion. It's about intuition. It's about listening and being aware of your surroundings. And sometimes we get so focused on what has to be done or the fears or what we can't control that we're not hearing or watching the synchronicities. Mm-hmm. So it could be, you get into your car, you're frustrated, you're trying to get a sign, and all of a sudden the radio comes on and they're advertising something, or it's a particular song, or the DJ has they talk about something that goes, I needed to hear that. Mm-hmm. you can be in the grocery store and there's a magazine with an article that is something you've been wanting to know about, mm-hmm. or a book that pops out, or someone gives you a conversation and says something that they've watched or done that goes, I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
And of course, I love how the mind works. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we overanalyze so much that we're not being present. And meditation is part of when we become present in our lives, that's when these synchronicities just go crazy. Mm-hmm. And I know if I'm tired or I'm angst or feeling a little overwhelmed, I can't even see them. I have to really shift my energy vibration. Mm-hmm. But let's say this for a second. If you're all of a sudden seeing these synchronicities, like you've seen three things that pertain to one thing, like you see three different signs within a week, yeah. or you hear something and it's 3 to 4 times, you think, okay, what do I do with that information? Mm-hmm. And that's the part where we
like deciphering it, mm-hmm. trying to figure out
what it means. Yeah. It's like having dreams. I mean, the word weird comes to mind because people say, isn't that really weird? I'm like, no, that's where you're getting that communication from. You know, your guides or your brain is trying to help you resolve something or solve a problem. Mm-hmm. First of all, think about how it makes you feel.
So these are like steps.
Mm-hmm.
If you are experiencing synchronicities, these are the steps you recommend.
I'm so glad you're here. You get clarity there, because in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, that's what I said, but I didn't say that.
Happens all the time. We must be aligned.
Yeah, we are.
It's synchronicity.
Yes. So if you are feeling like, what path should I go on? Or I want to hear from my loved one, or am I going to be okay? Or what's the direction? They're not going to, you know, put it in a fortune cookie, unfortunately.
And they're not going to say it audibly.
Yes. Right? Well, they can, but usually it's going to be a little different. You got to pay attention to your surroundings. And that's why, coming back, read the room. Don't focus just on you. Focus on what are you seeing in the room? What are people saying? What is happening in the room?
So be present.
Be present and pay attention. Yeah.
Being present is
hard.
Well, it's hard, but it's also essential to being able to see the messages. Like, stop burying your nose in your phone unless you're seeing a sign or something. Yeah. But, you know, I feel like we're on autopilot so much.
Absolutely.
Like, we don't pay attention to what's around us anymore.
And you're better at going into a situation where there's lots of people and observing, and I usually interact a little bit differently, but I still am paying attention to what's happening and listening to things that are being said. You're 100%. Yeah. I'll watch body language. I'll listen to how people speak or things mm-hmm. that they bring up. And that for me is that interaction that I'm paying attention to. I can only multitask with that. Everything else I cannot multitask with. But if you're getting the synchronicities, we want to go back to, how does it, you know, be still for a moment. How does it make you feel? If you're good at taking notes or journaling, write that down. If you're a person that likes to journal.
So make note of it.
Make note of it. What is the experience about? Are they three different things or four different things that have a different interpretation that can come together? It's like a puzzle. You're putting a puzzle piece together, which it could be, you know, good. Consider, is this message usually for somebody else? Or are you part of, you know, is it telling you to call somebody or to reach out to somebody? I know synchronicities can be where you pull out an old photo and all of a sudden that person reaches out to you within that week. And you're like, I was just thinking about you. I have this picture. That's a synchronicity. So, you know, listen to see if it means to reach out to somebody or someone's going to reach out to you. Or what is it that that person said to you years ago? Is it something about healing? Is it about what they do for a living that can help you on a personal level? Some of the other things is, does it mean take action? I think for a lot of individuals, we talk about, you know, fight or flight, and someone said the other day, but I freeze, they completely freeze. And I think sometimes synchronicity is, would you get moving? Would you take some steps? How do you get motivated? What do you need to get motivated versus just that standstill? And many times we don't make any choices to move forward because we're worried about a, you know, fear, something bad will happen. So it's following through. And I think it's giving us a sense of direction. So just ask your body, how does your heart feel? How does your gut feel? Are you going into fear? And is it a need to talk to someone to get that clarity for them? And I know synchronicity connected you and I know that's how I got on the radio that started this career. I know synchronicity is when certain things that come together, I'm like, oh, yeah, I needed to hear that today.
Yeah.
And many of us do that. We go, I needed to hear that today. Mm-hmm. And it gives us the validation for us to support ourselves and possibly our dreams for manifesting. So with that said, look at your synchronicities in the past, where it led you. Think about the things that happened that put you in a situation where you are today. And then start paying attention to all those signs that come up in the next couple of weeks. And maybe even ask the universe a question. I want to know if it's time for me to change jobs or move or relocate or time to find a new job or retire or put myself out there and open up my heart. Look to see the synchronicities and the signs that show up for you to make some movement forward. And make sure that you sign up for our, not only for our podcast, but sign up for the Dream Kit if you haven't already gotten that kit. So look forward to hearing you again.
It's on your website. Yep.
DebShepherd.com. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it inspired you. If you enjoyed our conversation, make sure you subscribe so that you get notified of new episodes. And let's get connected. Visit DebShepherd.com for more insights, support, workshops, and a book a session with me. And finally, always remember, your loved ones in spirit are just a thought away. Even though they're on the other side, they're always by your side.